Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bacentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. I'm Josie Pasentino, and I am so excited. We have a lot of fun today. We have a lot of fun tonight. Okay, Alan, you're already starting with the buttons, okay? You're already starting with the sound effects. I am so excited for tonight because week, yes? Hello? That was scary. Okay, I don't know what that was. But last week, it was kind of a crazy show because we did it live in Cambria, Wisconsin. I got to perform. We got to, you know, do a little fun stuff with Scott Nichols. It was very, very cool. I'm hearing backup noise. Yeah. Anyway, so now it's going to be a normal show today. We have them, Morris Boys, Bruce Cade, and Larry C. Johnson with us. And I'm very excited to be interviewing them. We also have our featured song of the week segment again tonight, which I'm very excited. Our feature song this week are from the amazingly talented friend and former guest of The Josie Show, Bonnie McGill, so stay tuned for that. I am very excited. I also have a music announcement.
Hey, Josie?
What? Yes. Like, what? Yes.
I'm just wondering if your dog has calmed down from last week on his Cujo adventures.
Oh, yes. Yes, he has calmed down. He is doing much better because he was a freak at in Cambria, Wisconsin. He was. He was barking 24/7 during the concert. Thank you, Toby. but, yes, thank you, Alan. So where am I? Because I am so lost here. Before we get started, just remember we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen by phone online at our website, www.josieshow.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/josieshow. And you can click on that little tab thingamabobber called Listen Live link. If you miss this one Friday night, no problem. All of our episodes are archived right here on our site, www.josieshow.com. So it is all good, Alan. Oh, goodness. I'm super glad it is Friday, and I'm so glad you guys are all here with us. There's such amazing people in the chat room right now. Hello, everyone. Hello. This is awesome. Okay. So now, I want to, do I have a thumbs up? Is my guest here? Awesome. Got the thumbs up. That's very important. So let's bring on my first guest for tonight. Please help me welcome the very talented Larry C. Johnson of the show. Yeah. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, hello, Josie. It's good to be with you tonight.
I am so excited. I am so glad you're here. We're going to have a lot of fun. Been looking forward to interviewing you.
Yes, I've been looking forward to it, too.
Oh, good.
So how is Chicago? I haven't been there in 30 years.
Oh, it is amazing. Amazing. Amazing weather, swimming weather. So, yes, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, here in the South, we're medium well.
Medium well.
Yeah, it's very.
That's hilarious. Love it. Yes, I am. Let's just say I am so thrilled with the summer weather we have here in Chicago. It's all good.
Great.
Yes. But I have to say I am very, very excited. So let's get started. Everyone in the chat room is just so excited to get to know you a little bit better and listen and hear some of your music a little bit later. So that'll be fun. But let's start. Let's rewind. From the beginning, when did you first start making music?
Well, I actually started playing music. I used to live in Lamont, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother taught me to play the guitar way back yonder in the 60s. She used to chord it, and I used to play the rhythm off of it and watch her chord the guitar. And, of course, I learned how to play, and then I went into songwriting. And at the age of 14, I ended up in Chicago, and I started my first show off of WJJD Radio many, many, many moons ago.
Cool. I love it. And here you are now, and you're doing amazing as ever. And I'm a big, big fan. I've been listening to your music, and I just love it, so everyone has to check it out. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really listen to and put on repeat?
You know, every interview asks me that, and I'm just going to be very honest with you about music. Traditional country music has been an influence to me, period. Although I hold close to the country singers and writers like George Jones, Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard, Buck Owens. I started, you know, back even when I was a teenager, although I love the Beach Boys and I loved Paul Revere and the Raiders, there was something about traditional country music that had a story to it, and I loved it. And that's when I started writing. I started writing traditional country music during the 60s, and that's 99.9 of me. That's all I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I can break down if I had to, you know, and do some of the old classic rock and roll. I still hold real close to the traditional side of country.
I love that. Same here. You listed all of the greats. Definitely. That's actually a really, really hard question. There's so many, like, great artists out there nowadays. So, I mean, that's a very hard question, but it's a good question. But I want to ask you about your song, Drinking Whiskey Straight. It was actually number one on the indie charts. Congratulations. That
Thank
is awesome.
Thank you very much.
It was actually up there for an awesome amount of time. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was the luckiest man in the world with that right there.
Yes.
Although that's one of the songs of my album that I always specify that I did not write.
Mm-hmm.
Back a long time ago, George Jones, as you know, he was always sung good honky-tonk music. Mm-hmm. And back in the 80s, they pitched this song to him, and the writer of this song was Jimmy Richards. Jimmy Richards' wife, Sue, was backup singer for Tammy Wynette for 17 years.
Wow.
And so they called me into a studio, and they said George had turned this song down, said, "Do you want it?" And, of course, my country accent said, "Why, yeah."
Why, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so. So I recorded the song, and let me tell you a little story about the song.
Yeah.
The song went number one in 1993 for me on Cashbox Records, and it topped the charts and Billboard at the top 80s. This song was released again without my knowing in mm-hmm. September by a guy named Tommy from Tommy Honky Tonk. And I was sitting at Facebook one night, and when I was happened to be home not doing a show, and I said, "Well, I'm going to go through my Facebook friends." And all of a sudden, my name pops up, and I said, "Well, that's me, Drinking Whiskey Straight, Larry C. Johnson." So I contact this guy, to make a long story short, and we got on the phone, and I said, "How did you get the song?" And he said he had gotten the song from a guy by the name of Laura, from Sweden, a big radio station over there, and that song was still topping the charts over there after all these years. And we released it. He released it, and when he released it again, it went number one for me again. So that's the story of that song right there. And,
that is so cool. It is such an amazing song. So, I mean, I'm definitely not surprised that you've got such amazing, you know, acknowledgments for the song. But, yeah, I absolutely love this song. It's definitely a good song that you picked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was honored to get that song. I was so honored to get that song. It's something. It's my vocals. It's a song that you can put some feeling into. And as we all know, who can't sing about somebody they lost their love? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just one of those songs you can put your heart into. And yes, that song went number one for me twice, and I was honored with it.
Absolutely. It's a well-written song, but you definitely bring it to life. You know what I mean? You could feel the emotion in it. You could feel, you know, what you're feeling, which is very important for a song.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm very excited because, like I said, I get to play some of your amazing music a little bit later. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now for people to purchase?
They can go to Larry C. Johnson Music .web, and that's WEBS.com. And they can pick up my website, and they can go in there and order by PayPal.
Easy.
It's very, very, very easy to do. But I'm a writer of country and Christian country music. And if I may talk about the song Working Man's Prayer.
Yes.
I wrote Working Man's Prayer a while back, and we shot a video on this thing, and it went over great. But when I wrote Working Man's Prayer, I was reluctant to give it to the radio stations, because sometimes radio stations won't play something that's got lyrics in it, you know, about God or so on and so forth. And so I released it to the Christian country stations and some Southern Gospels, and that song went number one for me. Well, when it went number one, some radio station, I hope I'm saying this right, out of Atlanta, Georgia or somewhere, it was a big radio station, heard the song, and it was a country station, and all of a sudden I'm starting to chart on their charts, and it wasn't long until I don't know how many big radio stations really picked that song up on the country end, and I get emails. I can't even answer all my emails. I get so many emails on that particular song, and I sell a lot off that album, but I wrote that song. As you know, if you listen to that song, I wrote it because of I was looking at the kids today. You know, it seems like they have nothing to live for. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I really feel bad for children today because they just don't have no hope or no faith or something. And some of the lyrics in the song said, "Mothers are killing their babies, daddy's too lazy to work, and so on and so forth." Well, it's a song about the times. And that song right there was one of those songs that I wrote in 15 minutes.
Wow, 15 minutes.
15 minutes is what it took to write that song. And I went in the studio the following week with it and recorded it. And Drinking Whiskey Straight and Working Man's Prayer is the longest charting songs that I've ever had. And Drinking Whiskey went 11 solid months. Now it's on the charts again, and it's been there since September. Working Man's Prayer's been on the charts or the what do they call that, rotation.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool the way that's working out. And I get emails every day. As a matter of fact, I just got an email here today from a lady named Lindsay. She had to have the song, so we're going to be sending that out to her from here in Nashville.
Love that. It must be such a great feeling for you when fans email you and, you know, they tell you how much a song means to them or how much they love one of your songs. It's kind of like a good job, well done. You know what I mean? It must
feel
good.
Yeah. I get some emails sometimes that I don't care to tell you that brings tears to my eyes. it's pretty cool to you know, if a song can't touch your heart, regardless if it be Christian country or if it be a country song that tells a story of something that someone's went through, then it's not a good song. It's just not a good song. You got to write about where people's at today. And I guess I've been blessed enough to write songs like that, so.
Definitely. Absolutely. That's so, so cool. That you have such dedicated fans that, you know, just love your music. I'm one of them over here.
Thank you.
Anytime. Speaking a little bit about Working Man's Prayer, I understand that your video for Working Man's Prayer was featured on Christian Country Television. Can you tell us about that? I did my research.
Oh, well, help me with a name here. Mary Faye Jackson out of Texas got the video. And when she got the video, she is the nicest lady. I've never met her. I've talked to her on the phone. But I woke up one morning, and I was flipping through the channels, and there I was. And I was flipping through the channels that night, and there I was. And this thing just took off just great, you know. And we actually shot the video outside of Nashville. I live in Lafayette, Tennessee. And we shot the video in Keys Park in Lafayette. And then the back side of the video, I just brought it. I wanted a farm look, and so I live way out in the country, and so I brought it out behind my house, and we got the last part of the video there. But it was less than a month, and it went worldwide. I'm honest, I couldn't even answer all the emails that I got on that stuff. I mean, all I could put down is, you know, T-Y, you know, because people were just wanting to talk and talk and talk, you know, and
yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not a fast typer, so T-Y is about all I could do.
It works. It definitely works.
Yeah. But it's been a great song for me, and I've had a lot of compliments on that one song.
Yes, you definitely have. And where can fans see this music video? Do you think it would be on YouTube, right?
They can go to YouTube and type in Larry C. Johnson.
Cool.
And when they type in Larry C. Johnson, they'll pull up everything that I've ever recorded or wrote.
Easy. Awesome. You don't even have to leave your house, everyone. You could just be in your PJs and do your research on Larry C. Johnson.
Yeah.
It works. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now?
Good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise. I'm fixing to try to go back in the studio, hopefully, fall of the year. And my plan is to come back with a real good Christian country album, and also some real true blue honky tonk country. And I'm looking into that right now. With some of my promoters and some of my sponsors.
Awesome. I'm so excited to see what you have up your sleeve and see all the, you know, new stuff that you do. You have to keep us updated so we could just keep promoting.
I will. And here in the past month, I finally got me a little secretary. She's going to try to help me with that stuff because she can type a lot faster than I can.
Good. Awesome. It's very, 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 very cool. So, yes, I am so excited to keep updated with you. But I actually have some fun questions for you. So what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do in your downtime?
I have a wood shop.
Cool.
I have a wood shop. And I've also, in this wood shop, I've got a small company, a very small company. Called Middle Tennessee Kitchen and Bath Cabinet Refinishing. And I refinish kitchen and bath cabinets, and I also build entertainment furniture. When I am at home, I don't do that all the time, but the business is always there for others to go out and hit, you know, the other guys will go out and help.
Definitely. Very, very, very cool.
You know, I always heard the old story, don't give up your day job. I've always not put all my eggs in one basket. So, but my music has done so good for me. I'm very thankful that my music has. And as traditional as I am, there's still some traditional fans out there that still want to hear this old traditional music.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes. And that's what I love about you, you know, when you perform, you know, you do some of your stuff, but then also you put in some, you know, stuff for other people to enjoy. You know what I mean? Like just different ages, you know, different kind of people like different things. You keep
right.
it, you know, you keep it for everyone, which is really
well,
amazing.
Well, I had a song, if I may say this, I had a song given to me by my late friend, Charlie Louvin. Charlie Louvin was from the old Louvin Brothers. And Charlie Louvin had songs out in the 60s like See the Big Man Cry, Mama. He had What Are Those Things with Big Black Wings. Well, he came to me one day. We were friends. And he said, I've got a song for you. And he said, I want you to record it. I said, well, Charlie, what is it? He said, it's Cash on a Bearhead. Well, I listened to the song, and I do like bluegrass music, but I'm not a bluegrasser. And I said, I will record that song if you will let me record it the way that I hear it. He said, just do what you want to. So I cut Cash on the Barrelhead in a rockabilly with a rockabilly sound. And that's another song that went up the charts for me. I couldn't believe it did, but it did. People loved it, and they accepted it in country music.
I love that. That is so, so cool how you did that. That is very, very neat. And I don't want to keep you away because you actually you're performing after this, right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be there in like let me look here on my clock, 35 minutes. But I'm close enough to where I can get to it here because I'm home.
Awesome, good. Well, I want to keep you, you know, held up. So last question here, and then you can go to your performance and rock out like you always do. But have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments while performing? Anything you can recall? I love that question.
Oh, well, you really got it going here. nothing that I would want to talk about on radio, may I say it that way?
Yes.
I've had some crazy stuff happen to me in some of the places, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. We
real
put everything,
stuff.
So totally
me?
Understandable. Yes, we've heard almost anything you can imagine. Live
well,
in person, so.
Let's just say it this way. Sometimes girls get really friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
yes.
know.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah, they get real, real friendly, and I laughed it off. I just laugh it off, you know. And one got real friendly one night, and she threw something at me.
Gotcha.
And when she threw them at me, it wrapped around my guitar neck and spun around. And my steel guitar player saw it coming through the air, and about the time it hit my guitar, he hit his pedal on his steel and broke two strings.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's a funny, yeah! That was a funny thing.
Okay, that was my producer. That would be my producer. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope I didn't give you too much information.
No. No, like I said, we've heard almost everything. So basically we're kind of on like a PG kind of way sometimes.
Yeah, so, I hear somebody laughing in the background.
Yeah,
they should have been there.
Yes, that would be my producer / mom. So yeah,
well.
You should have been there. She's like, that's some funny stuff right there. Absolutely, I love it. Well, you never know what could happen when you're live. You know, things happen all the time.
I've had everything happen to me. I've had them run up on the stage and grab me and everything else. But
you're human. It'll happen.
Well, you know, it's entertainment, and some people get a little bit overwhelmed. But,
right.
You know, it's all in fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, I hope you have a great time at your performance and rock out, and I will be there in spirit.
Josie, God bless you. God bless
God
your
bless
show.
You.
God bless what you're doing for indie artists. We appreciate you so very much. And if I have any fans listening, God bless you, and thank you for being my fan.
Yes, you actually have a lot of fans here in the chat room. So they are all hearing you right now as you are speaking. So very, very neat, and I hope you have a great time. And thank you so, so much for chatting with us and having fun.
Yeah, and Josie, may I say this? Any shows they want to book, all they got to do is go to that website, LarryCJohnsonMusic.webs, that's plural, .com. My phone number, I think, is on that, and it's also on my Facebook. They can book me direct from those two sites.
Perfect. So very, very easy, everyone. And we'll post all the links to your websites and stuff for easy access so people can get connected with you. So, yes, we got that covered.
Thank you so very much. Josie, you're a sweetheart. God bless you. It's such
God
an honor
you.
To talk to you. I've heard so much about you. Now I can tell everybody about you.
Thank you so much. We'll definitely come back, okay? Anytime.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless. That was the wonderful Larry C. Johnson, everyone. Woo! Yeah. I had fun talking with him. Apparently my producer did, too. Yeah. So let's see here. Should we introduce one of his songs? Awesome. All right, so let's introduce Larry C. Johnson, one of his songs, Cash on the Barrel Head, and we'll be right back.
Got in a little trouble down at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jailhouse, loafing on the street. When the judge heard the verdict, I was a guilty man. He said $45 for 30 days in the can. I'd be cash on a barrelhead, son. You can take your choice. You are 21. Oh, money down. What a pretty plan. No time. Telephone number on the laundress list. Had a good hearted jailer with a pistol on his hip. He let me call long distance. He said, number, please. And no sooner than I told her, she shouted out at me.
On the Barrel Head by my guest, Larry C. Johnson. We just got to talk to him right now. He's actually performing, so which is really neat. So let's see here. I'm looking in the chat room. Hello, everyone. Darren Rhodes, Tim Garman, Bearcat, 2010, Country Fan Deb, Music Man, 5627, Pickled Ham, Bonnie McGill, and Tina Marie. Yeah! Hello, everyone. All right, so now let's play Larry C. Johnson's next song, A Working Man's Prayer. Here we go.
I've been reading the paper, and I've been watching the news. People down here have gone crazy, shooting our youngins in school. druggies rule our country. Leaders don't know what to do. So I know you didn't mind more, Jesus. I think I'll just talk to you. Lord, Lord, people down here's in trouble in this land. Lord, blessed Lord, Lord, will you not give your children a helping hand? Mothers are killing their babies, daddy's too lazy to work, and some punk robs somebody's grandma just so he could buy dope. And then the courtrooms in our country slap their hands and let them go free. Instead of putting them into prison, they turn them loose on you and me. People down here's in trouble in this land. Lord, blessed Lord, will you not give your children a helping hand? Lord, give us an Abraham Lincoln that can see our nation's need and won't worry about taking vacations, that will get down on his knees. Somebody that will get down to business and won't worry about a salary. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, because I'm worried about my family. Lord, Lord, people down here's in trouble in this land. Lord, will you not give your children a helping hand? Lord, Lord, people down here's in trouble in this land. Lord, blessed Lord, will you not give your children a helping hand? And I say, oh, Lord.
And that was A Working Man's Prayer by the wonderful Larry C. Johnson. So, yes, I am actually all over the place because I'm trying to chat in the chat room to you wonderful people and also jam up some music, and also I get to introduce my next guest. Yeah! So I'm very excited. Everyone, please welcome. Do I have the thumbs up that they're here? Awesome. That's very important. Everyone, please welcome the Morris Boys to the show. Yeah. Hello, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be talking with you guys. Hope you're doing well.
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thanks for having us on the show.
Anytime, anytime. So I want to get to know you guys a little bit better along with the listening audience. So let's start from the top about who all the members of the Morris Boys are and what roles you guys play in the group.
Okay. My name is Mackenzie Morris, and I'm like, well, obviously we're all brothers. And I'm the middle child, so that's why, like, I guess I'm the leader, is because, like, the oldest doesn't want to lead, the youngest doesn't want to lead, so the middle one just has to do it. So you got me, and I just kind of head everything up and make sure we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I play guitar, too, but I'm not that great at guitar or whatever. But then we got Micah, he's on bass, and Mitchell, he's on drums. And Micah's in charge of making sure, like, we have, like, all the things in order, and Mitchell's in charge of making us laugh.
So, awesome. Laughing, that's a very important part.
Yeah.
And you guys are so great. You guys are such a great team, and you could tell by the wonderful music, which I get to play tonight. Yes. I'm very excited. So for people who don't know, you guys come from a very, very incredibly musical family, and I actually had the pleasure of interviewing your dad, Mitch Morris, on my Josie Tarr Country show not long ago.
Right.
So Yeah. So can you tell us what it's like being in such a musical family? Must be fun.
It's loud all the time.
I can imagine.
I think the only time it's quiet is at night when everybody goes to sleep, and that's the night that people do decide to go to sleep and not play music. So it can be pretty crazy sometimes because Mom will be in the kitchen cooking, and we'll be in there practicing and stuff like that, and the younger ones will be watching TV and stuff like that, and it's just a lot going on at the same time, but, you know, we just all love doing it, and usually we just end up coming together and playing.
I love that. Have you guys always known that you wanted to, you know, do music and nothing else? I mean, growing up from a musical family, you've heard it, you know, your whole life. Was this something that you were just, you're born to be?
Right. I don't know. I think it just kind of, I think it's one of the things we never really thought about. Like, for me, I never had, until recently, I never really asked myself, do I want to play music? It was just one of those things that just came naturally. It's like, just we picked up an instrument and started playing, and we loved it and just never stopped. And so I don't think we ever really asked ourselves if we were going to do it or if we wanted to, but it's just one of those things that just happened, and we're just going to keep doing it because we love it.
Definitely. Guys love it, so that's all that matters. And who would you guys say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you guys have on repeat?
I'd have to say that one of our biggest musical influences would be Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I agree.
A lot of older bands, because my dad, you know, kind of baptized us in, like, older music, such as the Eagles and the Doobie Brothers, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, all of them guys. My dad, like, made sure we listened to them and listened to some good music. And then also we just started listening to some AC/DC, a bunch of, like, 80s rock stuff, like Van Halen, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our recent artists, like John Mayer and Keith Urban, and people like them that we just look up to, and we love us their music, and we aspire to be like them.
Definitely. I like that you guys, like, different genres. You don't just stick to one. You know, you have a variety to keep it fresh. It works.
Right.
Yes. And so can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you guys have out right now?
As you know, I mean, the listeners will hear pretty soon, I'm sure, but,
yeah.
You know, we have Out of the Blue, Heart of an Astronaut, Westbound Train, Wild West Shootout, all that good stuff. So, I mean, we've got a good bit out right now. We've been writing a lot here lately, with our older brother. So, you know, a lot of stuff has been coming out really, really quick, here lately. So,
sweet. Sweet. And you're definitely right. All that good stuff. It definitely is amazing. and
we appreciate that.
Yes. What are the songs that you mentioned? We have Heart of an Astronaut tonight. So how about we play that now? Let's do it. Here we go. Heart of an Astronaut by Them Morris Boys. Let's play it now. If we can. Here we go. Hopefully.
Ground been anchored down, gravity won't release its hold. Tied to the earth since my day of birth, gravity won't release its hold. I wish I were kind, bird and fly, spread my wings and fly. Climbing high, high, higher than the sky, I'm shooting for the moon with a from the ground.
And that was Heart of an Astronaut by them Morris Boys, and we're speaking of them right now. Before I go any further, I wanted to say Don Caldwell says hello from Keeping It Country.
Awesome. Tell him we said hey.
Will do. He called before the show, I believe, and he wanted to say hi, so I had to mention that because we love Don, because he has been helping us fill up those guest books. Keeping It Country is just amazing. Love it. Definitely. So I want to know, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
I don't even know if we have it available for people to buy yet, because we're still working on getting the final recordings finished and getting tying up the loose ends before we really make it available, because we just want to make sure we have things right before we stick it out there, because we don't want to stick something out there, people spend their money and buy it, and then find out like a month later that we got the finished version out and
right,
they could have bought that instead. So we haven't got anything out yet, but it's coming soon.
Awesome. Please let us know. Keep us up to date, because we'd love to promote.
Okay, we definitely will do that.
Awesome. Good. I believe you guys are on YouTube, right? If people wanted to listen to some music of yours.
Right. We have a couple songs on YouTube. I don't know how many, but I know we got a couple.
Cool. I love YouTube. I just wanted to bring that up. Can you also give everyone the links to websites? I know you're on some social networking sites, so your new fans out there can chat with you.
What they could do is they could go to Facebook. I'm guessing this is like the easiest thing to do, because instead of giving like a ton of them, I'll just give you like the basic ones.
Yeah.
But to go to Facebook and search The Morris Boys and go to the page and then go to the info, and it has all of the websites and everything, like Reverb Nation, our webpage, and all of that good stuff on there. So that would make it a lot easier for a lot of people.
Awesome. I love links that lead to other links. It makes life so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Awesome. So make sure you guys follow, subscribe, add, tweet, all that fun stuff. Them Morris Boys. And also, I wanted to know, are you guys currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? A little sneak peek of what you got in store?
Do you mean like any new songs we're working on? Or?
Yeah, anything. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like Micah said earlier, we're writing a lot right now with our older brother, which is just great, because it's been a while since we've been able to create some music with him. So, and the last time we were able to do that, we were all, like, very young. So it's a lot different now, and being around him and just writing different stuff, you know, and trying to record stuff and just all that. So we have probably about at least 5 or 6 songs that we're working on recording right now, which hopefully will be out soon.
Perfect. I can't wait. I would be honored to see what you guys have in store for us. Big fan over here.
Show.
Yes. Keep me up to date. I love your music by far.
Good, definitely.
Yes, definitely. Here's some fun questions for you. Have you guys met anyone in particular that made just the biggest impression on you and your career so far? Anything that sticks in your mind?
For me, I don't know, this is probably going to sound like cliche or whatever, but it was definitely, for me, it's my granddad, because he always said, you know, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So, you know, music is what we love, and so it's definitely one of those things that if you're, like, when thinking about your future, if you think about something that you enjoy doing, then you really don't have to wake up in the morning and go to work and not enjoy what you're doing, because every day you'll just enjoy it and love every minute of it. So that's what my mindset has been towards what I want to do for this small life. I can't speak for these other guys. I don't know.
Good answer. Very good answer. So what do you guys like to do for fun when you're not working on music, you know, to just relax from all the mayhem? What would you say?
Well, there's a lot of things we would love to do.
Mitchell and Mackenzie, they both have girlfriends, so they like to spend a lot of time with them. Mackenzie, you know, he's got a separate job as well, so he does that. And, you know, just whatever Mackenzie feels like doing at the time is what Mackenzie would do. Mitchell, on the other hand, now, see, Mitchell, he likes to go fishing and hunting and, you know, he likes to do arts and crafts, as we like to say. Like, he'll take a deer hide and he'll tan it and, like, draw on it. Cool. And, like, he actually made some moccasins out of them. So
that's
what Mitchell likes to do. Mitchell loves relaxing in that way just because that's good for him. You know, he just loves to create things.
And he draws and he does tattoos and he works with cards. He does everything.
That's so cool. Very, very cool. I love how you guys have different things that you guys, you know, you guys like. I think that's really cool. Outdoorsy, artistic, genius.
Sometimes we all go fishing together, but you would think that since Mitchell's the one that goes fishing all the time and he's like the outdoors one out of us, he would be like the best. But like, I've showed him up like every time we've gone fishing, and I suck at fishing.
I love that. That's hilarious. It's hilarious. And speaking of, because it's the three of you and you guys are brothers, of course, obviously. But I was wondering, is when writing songs, is it kind of, you know, is it easy to write songs, or do you guys kind of disagree sometimes, or what do you think? Is it difficult? Because you all have different ideas, you know?
Before, like, we started, before recently when we started co-writing with our brother, I mainly did all the writing myself. I would have an idea, I'd work on it a little bit, and then I would take it to my dad, and we'd work on it like that. But generally, I would try and keep these two out of it, because they come up with some crazy lines. But now with my brother being here, you got me and my dad and my brother, who are all like very direct and kind of like we know what we want and something. So when it comes to songwriting, we each know what we want with that. And then with, so that's been kind of interesting because, like, we'll sit there and argue for probably about an hour about one line and why it's correct or why it's not correct or why it should be different. And then Michael and Mitchell just sit back there. It's like, okay, whatever, try this one. You know, so it's an interesting process.
It's a very interesting process. It sounds like it. But, I mean, three heads are better than one. I mean, you know, you can't go wrong. It's all good. and you guys have really great results because your songs are just amazing, and I'm very excited because I get to play another one of your songs. So let's play Don't Let the Music Die, and we'll be right back, all right?
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Here we go. Let's do it.
I had the words but never had the music. I had the love but never had the woman. I had the will but I never found my song. Desperation never felt longer. My inspiration never came stronger. You touched my hand, I feel it coming on, coming strong. Melodies
And and that was Don't Let the Music Die by them Morris Boys. I love that song. It has a nice beat to it, very well written. Good job. Love it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, anytime. And I have some fun questions for you because we're running out of time, but I have to ask these questions because they're my favorite. So do you guys have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy live and in person?
Oh, man. Okay, back in the day, like, this was before Mikey even started playing. Or, I don't know, maybe he played. We just didn't let him play with us. But we played our school talent show, and it was in fifth grade, and I had to play bass, which I play guitar. I don't play bass. And I was probably, like, 2 feet tall playing a six-foot-long bass. It was just ridiculous. And it was pretty embarrassing. Mitchell's drums were just going crazy. Like, cymbals were falling over, and his kick was like, his kick kept coming forward. Like, his kick drum just kept sliding away from him. It's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Pretty embarrassing, though.
That is hilarious. See, you never know what could happen live. I mean, we've heard basically everything, so it was crazy. Love it, that's not that bad. I mean, I have my mild list and my extremely embarrassing. We've heard like falling and crazy things like that, wardrobe malfunctions. We could list all day, but yes, it's hilarious. Never know what could happen live. And another question that actually guests used to ask. Tell me to ask the guest. It's a good question. It kind of, it's hilarious. but it kind of stuck for us. What's the craziest thing you guys have ever been asked to autograph? What do you think? Anything crazy you had to sign?
A home picture.
What?
A home picture. Someone's picture that they brought to us.
Oh.
Like, we really haven't, like, a lot of people don't really ask us for autograph, I guess because we're not that special. But, when they do, they either want us to sign their shirt, like their hat, their shoes, or like a home picture. I signed a home picture one time. Somebody had brought to me, and I was like, why am I signing this? All right, I have nothing to do with it. But, okay, that works.
That works. That's hilarious. See, you guys have really dedicated fans. They want you to sign that kind of stuff.
Right.
I love it. We did run out of time, but I have to thank you guys so, so much for coming on the show. You guys are hilarious and a blast and super talented. And you have an open invitation to come to the show anytime. We'd love that.
Okay, thank you so much for having us. And we really enjoyed this, and it's been a blast. And we'll definitely take you up on that offer and maybe come talk to you one day.
Awesome, yes. Definitely. Come to Illinois or anything close, or I'll come to one of your performances. I don't care. I would love to see you perform live. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to have you there. Come on.
Yeah, I'm usually the one with the sign screaming, with a Them Morris Boys shirt. You know, I'll have that made. So usually that's me. So I'll be able to stick out. You'll find me.
Make sure you bring your home picture to get Micah to sign.
You got it. I definitely will. I'll make sure that I have that on the list. I love it. You guys are awesome. Thank you so, so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yes. It's fun. Then everyone. Please check them out. And I will post links after the show. So, yes. Alan, you are telling some crazy, crazy stories.
What's up, guys? It's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yeah, so that's Kellogg. That is so cool. We haven't heard that those recordings in such a long time, and I miss it because we haven't had Celeste on for a long time. So we need an update show with her. She's amazing. I see you guys were talking about her in the chat room, and you guys miss having her on the show. So we definitely will try our best to get her back on.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Briner. Check out my website, laurabriner.com, for all the latest and greatest and all the fun happening things going on with our...
Oh, that's crazy. All right, that, yes, Laura Briner. Okay, so real quick, though, I want to say some announcements because I have... some crazy stuff happening, some crazy good stuff, I should say, happening. Well, first off, our fellow guest and friend, Shadow Play, will be coming to Illinois on August 10th. They'll be performing at the Guest House, which is at 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin, I believe. So if you live in the area, make sure you come check them out. And stop by and say hello if you see me out there. I will be out there. Yeah! Also, we're asking you to help support Conscious Music Entertainment and their effort to mentor our youth. So please go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com. Click on the button that says login/support. Then type in Conscious Music Entertainment, choose the state of Kentucky and the city of Alexandria. Then hit the vote button and bazambo. That's all you need to do. That word's going to be in my Josie dictionary. Look for it soon. I'm kidding. But also, I finally am working on completing a music page for myself on Facebook. So please go check that out. It's a work in progress. I hope you guys like it. It's at facebook.com/Josie, J-O-S-I-E, Passantino, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O. Music. Facebook.com/Josie Passantino Music. And please give me a like. I know it sounds weird, but if you know Facebook, you gotta give me a like. It's awesome. So please do that. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Also, my song Teenage Girl is available in hard copy right now, and you can purchase that on my site at www.josiepassantino.com. You can also get downloads of my song on CD Baby and iTunes. Yeah! So that's awesome. Also, our good show friend Brenda Best is nominated in the Nashville Independent Music Awards. So go to nimadigital.com, to cast your vote for Brenda under Best Country Solo Artist, Best Live Country Performer, and Album of the Year. And it only takes a minute, and Brenda definitely deserves it. She's amazing. And also,
this is Amanda Five, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
There you go. Oh, you got to warn me when that happens. Okay, so we got big news, everyone. Are you guys ready for this? I am just so excited and unbelievable. It's so surreal. I cannot even believe it. But here we go. Here's my big news, everyone. Are you guys ready? Okay. So I am so excited because oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. Okay, so join me this Tuesday on AM 1420 WIMS Radio, the talk of the South Shore, as I talk with Rick Federicki and the Morning Crew about my new single, Teenage Girl. You can listen live 8:45 a.m. Tuesday morning, July 24th, at WIMS, W-I-M-S, 1420 a.m. radio, or streaming live on their site at whimsradio.com, WIMSradio.com. Hope you guys tune in. They'll be playing my single as well, along with an interview, Real Radio Paper. Yeah, I'm so excited. This is going to be so much fun. Oh, my goodness. I need to refresh the chat room. What is happening here? I just got like this. I just got an error connection thing. See, it can handle my big news. My chat room failed because of my big news. But, yes, I am so, so excited about that, and I hope you guys can listen in. You guys hear it on the radio. You guys can hear it on the radio. Remember, it's streamed live, whimsradio.com, live, 8:45 a.m., Tuesday morning, July 24th, at whims, 1420 a.m. radio, or whimsradio.com. So please check it out. I am so beyond excited, tad nervous, but we'll get through it. I am very excited to be promoting Teenage Girl because it's such a motivational and, very personal song. It basically tells my life story a little bit about, you know, was young and now kind of, you know, just getting into my dreams, and it doesn't matter how old you are. And so it's going to be so exciting. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, so it's very exciting. Also, I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill up my guest books. John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Jonna from Country Music World, I love how I did that, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens and Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. Let's see, Tina Marie in the chat room says, "Woo, Josie on US Radio, yeah!" And Bonnie McGill says, "Cool, Josie," and a little happy smiley face. Awesome.
Hey, Josie.
Yes?
I have to cut in for a minute. You have got a caller on the line that wants to say hello. It's
Ooh.
Sylvia. It's one of your Facebook
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
She wants to call in and say hi. Let me see if I can get her mic
right.
on. She can say hello to you.
Oh, yeah. She can hear me from the phone. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Just listening to your show here.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hey,
I'm so glad you're tuning in, and I hope you like it so far.
I'm enjoying it. Totally enjoying it.
Oh, good.
Lovely.
Good. I'm so glad that you got to call in and chat with me. I've been having, oh, Alan. That is my wonderful producer, web designer, Alan. He loves the buttons behind the scenes. He loves that kind of stuff.
A little bit.
He's craziness. But I've been talking to you, you know, on Facebook and other fun stuff, which is great. But it's awesome to actually get to, you know, hear your voice and actually get to talk to you. So that's really cool.
And likewise, for sure. I'm
awesome.
Excited about giving you a call tonight. Going on the
outside. I hope you're doing good. Are you enjoying, you know, summer? What you doing?
Our summer is just awesome here. Just beautiful here. Nice, warm,
mm-hmm.
hot, beautiful.
Yeah, wait, where
How's
are you from?
Summer? I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland.
Oh, cool.
I don't have that southern draw. I just got the Newfie accent.
I love it. I absolutely, absolutely love it. Well, I'm glad you're having a good summer. I love the summer weather we're having in Chicago, surprisingly. I love it because it's swimming weather. It's relaxing weather. Hopefully get a tan kind of weather. So that's good.
Yeah, well, we can even get a tan back here now, unlike other summers. Like, we usually get a little bit of rain and fog during our summers, but this one has been really, really nice.
Yes, thankfully. How cool. Well, Sylvia, I have to thank you so much for, coming on and chatting with me. It's so cool. I'm so happy about that.
It is so cool, and it's really nice to talk to you. So you take care and have a good night.
Thank you. It was so nice talking to you. And you're invited to call in anytime you please, and you're amazing. And keep talking to me on Facebook. You're awesome.
I certainly will.
Awesome. Thank you. Keep tuning in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Sylvia. That's super cool. Thank you so much. That is awesome. Oh, my goodness. That is so cool. So
hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Yeah. Love it. I'm so surprised someone called in for me. That's so cool. That is such a change of pace. I like it. Thank you, Sylvia. You're awesome. So let's see. Please take a listen to this lineup of guests for our upcoming shows to get our summer rocking. We have Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Christian St. James, Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, EMJ Taylor, Darren Rhodes, Stephen Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, Bobby Flores, woo, so many of the hair, Sean Bryan, Deuce Hewlett, Michael Calder, I hope I'm saying these names right, Darren Warner, Hobson Smith, Bodie Powell, Wild Bill Young, Frank Thomas, Don Murdoch, Ron Schumett, Layla Hansen, Myra Rowland, Roy Solis, Mike Seiler, Doug Briney, Jerry Audley, and Chuck Cusamino. Ooh, I like that name. Chuck Cusamino. I definitely have to do some... What is it? Cusamino? I love that name. That's awesome. I love all of your names. Thank you so much, and I hope I did not mess up anything because I am so bad with names, but I love all
hey,
of you,
Josie.
And I'm so excited to talk to you guys. Yes?
We want everyone to keep two special dates on their calendar.
Yes.
The first one is a special Saturday night show and live concert from Panna Sportsman Club in Panna, Illinois. You want to tell them about that one first?
Absolutely, definitely will. We're going to be doing it again. Let me just start there. The craziness when I got to perform with, at the Scott Nickel concert, and Scott Nickel did amazing. That was so much fun. We were live. But also, I get to do it again at the Panna Sportsman Club. Is that what it's called? Panna? I like it. In Panna, Illinois, on Saturday, September 1st from 5 to 8 p.m. Central Time Zone. The Josie Show will broadcast live from the event. The concert will include singer-songwriters Brad Howard and Rudy Bain. And, yes, I will get to hop on stage and perform my debut single, Teenage Girl. And the tickets are $10, which include a barbecue sandwich, which I am going to have, chips, definitely going to have, and a soda, which you know I'm having. So, I'll also post all the details on how to get tickets to this event on my show forums, so keep a lookout for that. I'm so excited. This is going to be my second time performing Teenage Girl, right?
Yeah.
On this one? Is this going to be my second time? Oh, yes, I have a award show in between. So this is going to be my third performance of Teenage Girl, so I'm very excited. I'm getting there. See,
and
my,
we also
want to
let everybody know about episode number 154 on October 5th. It is our third anniversary. Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe that. That's crazy. 3 years. Started at 14. I'm 17 now. Wow, that's crazy.
And
three
as usual,
years.
We are not telling Josie who's on the line.
Oh, goodness. I'm so excited. Please invite all, because I'm going to give you guys the power on that one, because I want to be surprised. So you guys book all of my favorites peoples, my favorites peoples.
And
please.
The last thing we want to let everybody know about is October 17th, episode 146. People have been asking why no guests are listed. The reason for that is Josie will be on the road because she's hosting an award show. There will be a show that night.
Absolutely. So, yes, it's just going to be kind of, a crazy one again because this award show, but it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. So, yes. So, let's see here. I am looking in the chat room because I am so far behind. This Kindle, oh, my goodness, this Kindle, I love the Kindle. Don't get me wrong. But this Kindle is kind of on a delay. So I'm getting everyone's messages like 4 minutes after they already posted, so this is very confusing. Let's see.
Okay, Josie, I will read the chat room to you. How's that?
Okay, that's good. All right, so, now for our featured song of the week segment, please play the song. Beige song of the week. All right, I'm going to keep talking.
Well, what is the featured song of the week?
Featured original song.
That's perfect timing. So the featured song of the week will be two songs because we couldn't choose out of these two. Three songs now. Awesome. Awesome, she sent us another, from the wonderful Bonnie McGill. So let's first take a listen to High Heeled Shoes, and we'll be right back. Yeah!
Your hand.
Man, that was our first feature song of the week, part one, by Bonnie McGill, and that was High Heeled Shoes. Up now, let's play Bonnie McGill again, Little Sadie Walks the Hillside. Let's play that right now. Here we go. Song of the Week, Part 2, by Bonnie McGill, Little Sadie Walks the Hillside. And in the chat room, Bonnie McGill actually gave us a little sneak peek that there will be a music video soon for Little Sadie Walks the Hillside, so we're very excited about that, and when we get any more information on that, or we actually see the music video, we will be posting it with our wonderful Bonnie McGill's permission, of course. So yeah, thank you so much, Bonnie, for sharing your songs with us, but I want my producer to intro the next one so I don't mess it up.
All right, so we are lucky because Bonnie rocks. She has sent us another song. I believe she wrote a song called Falling Down Were the Bridges Around Her, and Donna Ray is singing this for her. So I'm going to go ahead and put it on now.
She wrote the song.
I believe
so.
Bonnie did. Yep, you know she was an awesome writer.
Absolutely. Bonnie wrote the song, and Donna Ray. Donna Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's singing it, so this is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, here we go. Let's try and get this on so everybody can hear this. We just got this hot off the presses here from Bonnie tonight, so she is awesome. Here we go.
Here we go.
Falling down were the bridges she walked on. Falling down were the tears from her eyes. Falling down was then the sun shone a little bit brighter. She could feel him so warm on her face, and she knew. All except that which was just taking place, and this falling didn't hurt like the others, 'cause she knew she was falling in love. She had found a new was just what she'd been dreaming of. And this falling didn't hurt like the others, and she knew something was there in front of this whole world of darkness stood the man who was holding the light. Falling down where the bridge is, she walked on, 'cause she left all that pain past. And her self seemed a little bit stronger, 'cause she found her true darling at last. And this falling didn't hurt like the other, something must have gone right there in front of this whole world of darkness stood the man who was holding the light. There in front of this whole world of darkness stood the man who was holding the light. Stood the man who was holding the light.
Yeah! That was fun. Cool. Could
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good, good, good. That was Bonnie McGill.
Yes, Bonnie McGill's song, Donna Ray singing it, Falling Down Were the Bridges Around Her. It was absolutely awesome.
Beautiful.
So, yes, and Bonnie, anytime you get any music, videos, whatever you have that you'd like us to share, please send them our way.
Yeah.
We would love to do that. And we are lucky tonight because we have even more music. Everybody sent us such great, great things. While the Morris Boys were on, or I should say them Morris Boys were on, we had the opportunity to play a couple of their songs, and then they were actually downstairs below a place where they were going to perform tonight. So got them off to their performance, but we have got some more music. So we're going to put on a little bit more music by them as well.
Bring it.
Here is them Morris Boys with their song, How. Here we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How can I just forget the past? Forgive all the damage done. How can I just forget the lies? You made me what I've become. How do I learn to try again? Where do I even start? I'm so scared of a bitter end. I once tore my world apart. Building to learn if you're willing to teach me how. If you'll just be patient until I get over my doubt. Should you be the one to pay for those that live in my past? I wanna see what the future holds, but how do I stop looking back? Willing to learn if you're willing to teach me how. You just be patient. Get over my doubt. I wanna love you and share with you what lies within my heart. Whoa. I wanna trust you, I just don't know where to begin or start. Willing to learn if you're willing to teach me.
That was the Morris Boys song, How. Love it. Do we have some more songs?
We do. We are chock full of awesome music tonight.
Yay.
So, yeah, you
I'm
can't
so
beat that. That's right. I've got one more tonight from the Morris Boys, so let's go ahead and get that on. Everybody is digging their music, so let's do it. Here is their song, The Signs. Here we go.
In your eyes. It all you want.
Love it.
That was awesome. Wasn't that awesome?
Definitely. I'm having so much fun listening to music. This is a lot of fun. But if Bruce Cade doesn't show up, because the time zones sometimes get a mix-up, you never know what could happen live. But it's okay, because we would love to reschedule Bruce Cade, and we'll try to work that out for you, because we would love to talk to him, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We will work with their schedule, see what's going on, and see if we can't
hope
get
everything's
him on
okay.
Night. Yeah, hopefully everything is good, and we will work to get him rescheduled. But we have got one more song from Larry C. Johnson tonight.
Cool.
Yes, that I want to put on. He is probably on stage singing his little heart out right now. So while he's doing that, we're going to play one of his songs. I've got I Think I'll Go Somewhere and Pray. Larry C. Johnson, here we go.
Honky tonks are just what they're meant to be, and Lord knows they have never been no good. It's a place you lose your integrity, and the devil, he walks right through the door. And they don't talk about good old Amazing Grace, and it's songs about drinking and a raisin cane. And I think I'm tired of living this way. I think I'll go somewhere and pray. I think I'll go somewhere and pray. I'm tired of living this way. Get down on my knees today. I think I'll go somewhere and pray. In this dirty old bar, believe me, it's another world. Laughing, cutting up with party girls. In this place, no one looks you in the eye, because it's dark, like the people are inside. It's a place where the devil binds you in chains, and the people only use the Lord's name in vain. Fun only lasts a little while, so I'm a-going back home to be God's child. I think I'll leave this place to pray. I'm tired of living this way. Get down on my knees today. I think I'll go somewhere and pray. I think I'll go somewhere and pray.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Woohoo! That was awesome. Larry C. Johnson. Love listening to his music. That was I Think I'll Go Somewhere and Pray. Awesome. And you know what?
I have one more. I have another.
An
yeah.
And then I'm going to play a special song.
Would that be my song?
You know, I don't know. It very well could be.
Well, let's see. Let's surprise the audience.
I got some emails over the week asking some artists I've been booking asking to hear it. So we'll see.
Have entered the building.
Hello,
Red Alert.
With an attitude, here it is.
Hey.
Hello.
hang doing squirrely.
Oh, that's good. It's very important to be squirrely. Yes.
I just got a copy of your CD.
What?
Wait, what did you say about the CD?
I just got the copy you sent.
Oh, awesome! Oh, do you like it?
It's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I was getting a little nervous there. My heart was pumping. I'm like, oh, gosh, please. you don't know. But, yes, I'm glad you like it. Are you playing it in your tree?
When
are
you going to do a scroll edit mix?
What did you say?
You got to do a scroll mix.
I know I do. I know.
There's only 15 different mixes of the song. We'll work on that.
Yeah. Even enough mixes.
Well, don't forget the squirrels. Squirrels are people, too.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. We know that. We'll take that serious.
And there you go.
If you'd like to make a call, please
apparently
hang up.
Apparently, we didn't take it serious enough.
Yeah, apparently,
you know,
he wanted us to be even more serious.
What other show has a mascot with an attitude? Really? I mean...
We're one of a kind, can
she
I just
is,
say.
She is a diva in rare form, don't you think?
She really is. But I really want to announce because, of course, now I have another show called Josie's Heart Country on the Southern Star Network. So, my guest on that show will be the awesome singer-songwriter, J. Rowley Jones. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, July 22nd for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. I'll have chart top and country music, a great video to share, and our song request segment continues. I love that. So you can tune in to that show at www.thesouthernstar.org. Click on the Josie's Heart Country tab at the top and enjoy with a age-appropriate beverage. That's the word. yes.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Please go to my website, ChelseaRaySongs.com, my music and shows. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
Woo, Chelsea Ray.
Woo. Gosh, it's been so long since we had
her
on
the
show,
too. Yeah, we missed her. We got to get her back on the show.
Absolutely.
Hello, this is Danica Holmes. Just wanted to let you know that my newest single, Living Your Dream, dropped worldwide on iTunes May 1st. And you can hear that by going to my website, which is www.danicaholmes.com. That's DanikaHolmes.com. While you're there, don't forget, you can sign up and get a free download as well. Thanks so much. Now back to the Josie Show.
We've got to get some updated ones because I think that was May of last year.
Yeah, we need updated.
We've got to ask some of our friends to record some updated stuff for us. That's what we need to do.
Hey, this is Jay Kale. You listen to the Josie Show. Hey, please go to my website, www.jkalesworld.com. That's J-K.
Ooh.
JKellsWorld.com. That is.
Love it.
Awesome. All right,
Josie.
Oh. The show is ending soon.
All right, so let's
play. What are we going to wrap this party up with?
All right, let's play my debut single, Teenage Girl, which you could purchase on JosiePasantino.com. This is not my song, Alan. No.
If it was, we'd be very wealthy about now.
Yeah, we definitely would. Very catchy song. But no, everyone, please enjoy my debut single, which you can purchase at JosiePasantino.com or JosieShow.com for 99 cents. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, everything. So JosiePasantino.com or JosieShow.com. So please enjoy Teenage Girl by me. Enjoy.
I'm gonna make it to live and I'm not gonna quit.
That is my debut single, Teenage Girl. Hope you guys like it. Hope you guys love it. But yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight on The Josie Show. And remember to join us again next Friday with even more fun, even more guests, and even more music. So thank you guys so much. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. See ya.